We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. And since our good friend John Carkite can't be with us today, my co-host is none other than the great, the awesome Scott Van Ack, Senior SEO at Stepforth Web Marketing.
Yay! It only took me, 12 years for you to admit that, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, it happens occasionally. How are things up in Courtney? Any thunderstorms today?
No, we had a little bit of thunder and some pouring rain yesterday, which is much needed. Maybe the grass will start to turn a bit green again, but it's beautiful out today. I can't wait till 5 o'clock and hit the beach.
Are you guys laden with smoke as well?
A little bit, but we don't really notice it too much. A bit in the evening sometimes. You know, it looks just like a high cloud cover, but you can tell it's smoke.
Yeah. Sadly, our interior of British Columbia is burning quite heavily right now with some big forest fires, so tends to spread over to our island occasionally when it's really bad. What I don't like a lot is it's interesting. It's that kind of orangey sunset. It just looks fake. Everything's muted.
Yeah, the sunsets, they do look kind of cool. Even the moon has actually been looking pretty cool around here. There are a couple of people I saw on Facebook that took some really cool moon shots, and it was all like bright orange and pretty spectacular, actually.
Yeah, it's been pretty neat. So Virginia Madsen, eh? That's pretty cool. Did you catch that?
No, I didn't.
So that's who's on Darren and Brandy's show tonight, the Rainmakers. So they've started up their show again, and they're getting on Academy-nominated actress.
Academy Award nominee and Golden Globe nominated, yes.
Yeah.
She was in a movie Sideways. She's been on a bunch of movies. Probably know the brother Michael Madsen, but who has been in like a bunch of like iconic movies, right? So
yes, yeah, she's shoot 'em ups. He's good.
Big deal. She's pretty amazing. I bet you wish you had her on today instead of me.
Well, it might be a little dry. I get a lot.
Actually, Ross,
because we don't exactly have much in common.
can I give one little tease, because the interview was pre-taped, that she does mention where you can find a nude photo of her on Instagram.
Yes.
I make a point.
Hey, there you go. There's yet another tease. That's good. And it sounds like she was teasing, so it's going to be even more interesting.
It's probably just a nude photo of her arm or something.
Or one of those shots which looks like the ass, but it's just their elbow bent the wrong way.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Anyway. We got lots to share with on the show today. It's been good. It also helps that, you know, Scott and I actually do our homework and prep for the show. Johnny.
Hey, come on now. I'm sorry. Even I got to defend CarCut, man. That's a low blow.
I told him I'd slag him hard because he's not here. He's like, that's all right. I don't listen to the show. I'm like, oh, good. Yeah, he's got a busy day with lots of meetings and stuff. And, you know, we're not busy, so why not?
He's probably sitting on a lounger with a beer in his hand.
Such a snob. Yeah. Anyway, we miss him, but I always like to get his take on things. But I'm sure I can probably touch on a couple of these again in the next show to see what he has to say. First thing I thought was pretty funny is last episode we talked about how Google has updated their algorithms to give a slight algorithmic benefit to sites that are running in full secure mode, so HTTPS mode. And, well, Barry Schwartz jokingly said from SE Roundtable that he was just waiting for someone to start advertising selling links that are SSL. Well, in short order, he found one. And he actually, I'm not sure whether someone sent it to him or whatever. He's got quite a connection set. But it says, and I'll read this to you. Do you need an official Google certified SSL? Start from $3.28. No installation on server, except shared IP, without ask or pay high fees to your provider. Increase your sales in hours with hundreds of incoming links from SSL Google certified sites.
Jeez, I don't have time to be on here with you. I need to phone this guy right now.
Oh, God, isn't that just sick? Like, that's the stuff that makes us look so horrible. I mean, Barry was rightfully cheesed seeing this. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that just kills what little image we have. Never associate those kind of people with true SEOs, please. Of course, all our listeners know that, but
They say if it's too good to be true, blah blah blah. This is beyond too good to be true. Hundreds of links within hours for $3. Like, come on. Anyone that buys into this almost deserves to get what they have coming. Like, really, it's so, I think, obvious. But maybe
to be fair, it's probably $3.28 per link.
Okay. that's still pretty dirt cheap.
Yeah, it is. And, but, you know, for hundreds of incoming links and hundreds of dollars in sales, when you would have, you know, anyway, the whole thing is a joke. But I do love keeping up with SE Roundtable. Good stuff that Barry always puts out there. And this was just a shake your head, kind of hurt your neck, kind of shake. But anyway. Now, the next bit is from Google Webmaster Tools, and it's actually something we had received. The funny thing is we received so many things, too. I have no idea if it's new or it's breaking or whatever. It's just, I assume everyone else has already got it. On this case, we actually were ahead of the group here. One of our clients, I think it was actually a past client, and we notified them, had an issue where their any smartphone user that visited their site were being automatically redirected to their homepage. So say someone using a smartphone or mobile went to Google, found a page, went to it, and it was an internal page, somewhere like a three levels down, whatever, and they go there and automatically they're redirected to the homepage. That's an incredibly bad experience that Google does not want to promote. So they started this new warning where they send an email to their, if you have Google Webmaster Tools set up for your site, they'll send you a notification. In this case, it said, quote unquote, stop redirecting smartphone users to the homepage of, and then they put your domain. And then it says, dear webmaster of, again, the domain, Google systems have detected that your desktop site URLs redirect smartphone users to the homepage of the smartphone site rather than the page they found in search results. This critical issue causes problems for Googlebot for smartphones because it can't access smartphone URLs. It also confuses your users. So in other words, Googlebot for smartphones behaves just as another smartphone would. So it's being redirected, and this is how they noted it. So, you know, check that. If you may not have been notified yet, heck, you may not even, you know, although you should be, may not already be set on Google Webmaster Tools. But if you find that when you go to an internal URL on your own website, you're being redirected back to your homepage, and this is, again, using your phone, you need to fix that. You need to fix that immediately. If you haven't already begun the process of transitioning your site to a mobile responsive design. Anyway, that was a mouthful for some reason. Yeah, it was one of our older clients, wasn't it, Scott?
It was, yeah. Somebody we did an audit for a while ago now, 3 or 4 years ago maybe. Time flies, eh?
It does. Yeah, actually, we had one come out of the woodwork today from 10 years ago wanting more work from us. And so Scott and I both remembered it. We're like, wow, it's a blast from the past. But it's always nice to think to know that they think about us.
Well, it just proves they're happy.
Yes, there you go. or they're really that pissed off at Google. But you know, I'll go with happy. So the next bit here is an article that I wrote. And actually, it was what would you call it? Anyway, the title of it is Why Google Dislikes Zombie Subdomains. And it's an article I wrote for thesempost.com. It's a new site by JenSense. Many people know her as Jennifer Slegg. She's a great lady and actually lives in our hometown here, Victoria. Anyways, it's doing very well. She's publishing regularly, so I highly recommend checking it out. She's doing an awesome job. But I was honored to be asked to write there. And this article is about, well, Scott, I was going to try and say that you actually inspired me to write this. That was the word I was looking for, because it's one of the things you added to our audits a long time ago. And I noticed again the other day, I'm like, you know what? I keep meaning to write an article about this. So why don't you explain what it is? Because, of course, I've just finished the article. So,
okay, do you want me to take the zombie approach or the?
Hey, have fun with it, whatever.
So basically, it's a subdomain wildcard. So if you go to your website and type in 123.mydomain.com or anything in replace of the triple W, if your website loads, that's bad. So those are subdomain wildcards, or as Ross puts it, zombies, and they will eat up your rankings and you'll be toast.
A correction. A site can load, that's fine if it's 301, remember?
Change. Yeah, sorry, that's correct. Yeah, if your website loads and the domain in the address bar remains the same with that garbledygook subdomain that you put in there, that's bad. If it 301 redirects to wherever it's supposed to go with the triple W or with nothing, depending on how you have it set up, then that's okay too. It's just when that wildcard subdomain shows up, then you're opening yourself up to mountains of duplicate content potential, which, you know, can be anywhere from not a problem to catastrophic. So
I'm just going to check. One of the things I did in that article was outhouse.com. And politely, I mean, I wanted them to know that this is an issue, and apparently they haven't done anything about it yet. Or it's perhaps they haven't even seen the article yet. I better actually personally outreach to them. But Houzz.com is a great example of this. If you go to their website and type in whatever you want before the .house.com and press enter, you will get to their site. And it will stay the same. And that entire site can now be indexed by Google using that strange subdomain, which artificially inflates the size of their site with a ton of duplicate content. Now, it's a nightmare, and they've got over 253,000 pages indexed in Google as a result of this, all these false subdomains.
And, you know, I just thought of something that I don't know if I should say or not, but if you have this problem on your site, somebody trying to do negative SEO on you could very easily take advantage of that by linking to hundreds of made-up subdomains versions of your site to make sure that Google sees all these different variations.
Yeah.
It would only take one link with a bad subdomain, and Google will spider your whole site with that zombie subdomain in there.
Well, the other issue, too, is it's, you know, it's negative SEO in the sense that it would be bad in terms of your impression on Google, but the bandwidth on your server would just get ridiculous.
Especially now, for a site like House.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, obviously they've got a lot of bandwidth, but yeah, you'd think that they have to maintain it and it's going to cost them a lot of money. Unfortunately, negative SEO right now is, they were saying it in one of the articles I was reading, you know, since Penguin 2.1 has been atrociously easy to do. Again, just reading about it, the whole concept makes me cringe, but the fact is you can do some horrible things, and thankfully not many people are evil enough to, but you just know some are. But anyway, Houzz.com, one of my favorite sites actually for the interior design industry. I find it fascinating, but I was quite shocked to see this. So it just goes to show, even the largest sites, and this is I think the 120th most popular site or something like that in the USA, which is pretty impressive. still can have issues like this, and it's just due to knowledge. They just don't know. So keep an eye on that, and if you do have that issue, please take care. Now let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got a lot more news to share.
SEO 101 will be back right at recess.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Before you painstakingly create another label or drag yourself to the post office, set a course to ShipStation, your key to e-commerce shipping nirvana. Save time by easily importing orders from wherever you sell, like Amazon, eBay, and over 40 others. Save money with discounted USPS rates and a free USPS account. Automate manual tasks through bulk label and invoice printing, custom shipping rules, and much more. WebmasterRadio.fm listeners get an additional 30 days free after the free 30-day trial. Go to ShipStation.com/WebmasterRadio now. Shipping Nirvana starts here.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, Zo Social, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. Zo Social is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let Zo Social give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to zosocial.com.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Hey, welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host, Scott Van Ack, Senior SEO at Stepforth, who's graciously filling in for Sir John Carcutt. He's a sir. See, I threw in a compliment. There you go.
Just like that, he gets promoted.
Yeah, well, I have that power. It's just the way it is. So another thing, actually, this is was something that was announced by Jen over at thesempost.com, is that Google penalties appear to be reappearing in the manual spam action of webmaster tools. So in other words, some people who have worked hard to have manual penalties removed, and they did have them removed, are all of a sudden seeing a partial match spam or manual spam actions reappear in their site. And it's totally baffling to the people who are dealing with this. Well, in this case, this gentleman, Haynes, he sent an email to them. He said, "Dear Google Webmaster Team, we've had a manual spam action completely revoked on this date, yet we are still seeing a partial match action in our spam actions viewer. Do we still need to remove more links, or is this a mistake?" 5 days, and I'm quoting here from the article, 5 days later, Haynes received a response saying, "Manual spam action revoked." And several hours later, this appeared within the viewer and has remained clean since. So essentially, if you see a manual spam action reappear after you've done a lot of work, I would say don't panic, but you're probably going to anyway. But at least you know there is a certain amount of precedent here, albeit a small amount, that if you do inform Google, it could be a mistake and it can be removed. Pretty important stuff.
I'm wondering if that reappearance is actually the penalty being reapplied as well, or just the message to the webmaster.
Yeah, it seems weird though. I mean, it's a different message. The other one was, I assume, was a full... That's what I assume from the reading anyway, that the original message was a manual action on the site, and then it turned into a partial, which is what was bizarre.
And then if they just cleared it with an email, obviously the issue was resolved.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely email them if you can.
Exactly. So it seems like it's definitely worthwhile, and they, you know, you can get a hold of the Google Web Spam team through their... through reports like that. They do include information, so make sure you do that. Now, Scott, have you been dealing with a lot of sites? I mean, you do a lot of the audits, and how important is image size on a website?
You know, I would say, I mean, there's certainly a level of importance when it comes to ranking in an image search, but it's definitely a huge impact on, or can be, on the load times for a site. You know, if you're forcing this huge image to be loaded and then resized as this little thumbnail, that's a lot of extra bandwidth and time wasted.
Yeah, and I've noticed a lot of people, you know, they publish pictures from their cameras, and these days, you know, there was a time when camera image, they weren't that big. Now they're freaking huge. I mean, they're multiple megapixels, so they become, you know, almost a meg in size. And when they post them to their sites, WordPress does, if let's say they're using WordPress, of course, does a very basic job of providing different size versions at different file sizes. But the problem is there's no compression involved. And we've been doing a lot lately trying to help clients improve their page speed. And if you ever want to know what your page speed is in terms of Google, and this is something that is considered another algorithmic consideration for how well your site ranks. It's not huge, but it's something. And that is your page speed. Type in Google Page Speed Tool, Google Page Speed Tool within Google, and you'll find this tool. Run it on your website and see how you rate. I would guess a lot of people will be rating in the 60 out of 100, 68 out of 100. That seems to be the most common. Yeah. And it doesn't tend to – they give you recommendations on what you need to fix. It doesn't tend to be that difficult, but it does – it will certainly seem like Greek to you if you're not into any development. But if you take it to a decent programmer, they can make the changes. So we do that quite often. So if you need any help, let us know. But I found a tool I wanted to share with you. I found it the other day, and – there's a little background to this. There's a plugin you can install into WordPress called eWWW, I think it's called. You. I don't know what they were thinking when they did that, but yeah, eWWW Image Optimizer. Yeah. And it will do it. It'll make some, yeah, what the heck. Anyway, it'll make an attempt to shrink the size of your images without having any negative effect on the quality of the image. And it, you know, it's better than nothing. But I had this intense discussion with my programmer, Dennis, because what I'd found is I took one of the images that had already gone through the EU system and put it through this one called compressjpeg.com or compresspng.com. They're both the same company. And it's free. You drag and drop the image in there. And I took one of the ones off the website that I know had already gone through the system, put it in there, pressed compress, and it managed to shrink at a further 25%. That is significant. Yeah. I mean, other ones that hadn't been compressed, you know, through the EU system, I was able to bring down 50, 60% of their size. And they looked identical. Their quality was amazing. There's another program out there called Kraken.io. I particularly like that one, of course. Considering I love the boost.
I can imagine why.
I think it's let's make sure I've got the address here right. Kraken, yeah, Kraken.io. It's a paid system. I'm going to be testing that soon. It's very inexpensive, but it's apparently it's highly regarded as one of the best image optimization plugins for WordPress, and it also has availability for other systems as well. And it will do it on the fly. Huge. Huge help. I mean, you don't want to have to do this every time. However, if you have a website that is not a WordPress, doesn't have any plugins you can install, compressjpeg.com and compresspng.com or compressping.com, however you want to say it, they're invaluable. I've been using them a ton lately, and they're really fast. They're free, which boggles my mind because it must be eating up a fair bit of bandwidth and server power, but it's working great. And pings are a huge problem. PNGs, they are a great file for web, absolutely awesome. But if you do any reading on this, and I did do some, it was a little bit mind-boggling because it got technical. There is a ton of ways you can compress ping without destroying the quality of the image, and they can get really small. I had no idea because they are quite inflated if you do any editing on them and then save them. But you can easily bring them down 60%. So all this stuff would make a huge impact on how fast your site loads for mobile, for desktop, everything. So please do keep that in mind. In fact, just for test, try doing it to a few of the images on your big images on your site and compare the file sizes. You know, you'd be impressed. Yeah. Penguin. I'm fortunate. I don't think we have any clients that have had, like, we've brought some clients on that have had issues with Penguin, but, you know, just new clients. And we have had some horror stories of clients who just gave up and they had to go with a whole new website. However, when they did that, they did extremely well. Their website came right back up. That was our, I can't say who it is, I guess, but anyway, a very good client of ours, great guy, and he really deserved to be back up again. However, there are a lot of people out there who are not doing well, and they've done all their due diligence, but they're still waiting for Google to refresh Penguin. And without the refresh, the Penguin algorithm will not remove their penalty.
It's crazy again, frustrating.
Oh, it's totally frustrating. And I've been reading a few articles on this, and the overall statement is they know, and I'm sure that everyone, you can take this as a pretty obvious fact, they know businesses have gone under because of this, because it's been over 300 days since the last time it was updated. So almost a year for businesses to be without rankings. You know, if you're based on the internet, you're totally screwed. And anyway, I did a bunch of reading on this, and I found a couple things that were really interesting. One of them was an interview with John Mueller, and John's going to be on the show at some point soon. We're still working out when, but that's going to be great. I can't wait. He's out of Google Switzerland, and he's one of the main guys. He's taken over to take a little bit of the weight off Matt Cutts. Does a great job of answering questions. In fact, I would say, as much as I love Matt, John is a little more forward with information. Obviously, like Matt, he doesn't give everything away, but he's very good to talk to. Anyway, he said, based on a question one of the people in a Google Hangout asked, he said that the Penguin update is not something they can easily do. He didn't say they're not doing it. I think they have they have to do it. Let's put it that way. Lack of words today. But anyway, he said that, in quote unquote, it says it's not so simple. They need a complete data refresh. So everything would need to be redone completely. So all their data. And one of the reasons is it's taking a bit longer is because they want to be sure that the mixed data they push is the right data they want to have in search. I can only hope, because he didn't say it, that this is underway right now in an alternative index that they're doing offline. Because I just can't imagine anyone who have been, you know, a lot of these people have been taken advantage of. They didn't have a clue that these companies were doing bad work for them, and now their business is on hold. Horrifying.
You know, because it's been close to a year, they've got to be getting close to rolling that out. I mean, it's the only responsible thing to do. You know, I don't know. Maybe not. But
yeah, no, I agree. It is responsible. Whether or not that means anything to them, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but
apparently it did a phenomenal job of beating the crap out of affiliates that were doing nefarious stuff. So I think they consider it an absolute success, and that a lot of the people who were hit were, you know, I'm sure they wouldn't admit this publicly, but if I were them, and this is turn on the cold blood here, I would say these were necessary victims of a better, you know, they did clean out their index a lot. And in fact, according to one of the articles I was reading, a lot of Black Hat SEOs gave up the ghost and just went away. They've switched to other careers. So
that's something good.
Yeah.
I think when they roll this out, it's going to be big too. It's not just going to be a fix for those guys that were, you know, hurt and then cleaned up. I think there's going to be a lot more coming to that update when they roll it out. I don't know what, but I think I'm expecting something big.
Yeah, well, it makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, if they make this change, they're going to have to be sure, and that's probably what they're faced with right now. They're probably seeing these index updates and going, "Oh, guy, no, that's going to affect some more innocents." I'm hoping this is how they're thinking. This isn't something we can put out, et cetera, et cetera. But ultimately, there will be more innocents hit again. That's just the way it works. And if it takes this much work to initiate Penguin, they might have to wait a year again.
You know, Matt Cutts is away on, what, a three-month sabbatical? And so I have a feeling they'll roll this out right in the middle of that, and he probably knew that was coming, so he wanted to leave town.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, and someone was saying that it'll probably happen in November. Who knows? It would be great if some of these people could be back before Christmas, but I know November is a touchy time for any kind of updates, thanks to the Florida update back in 2002, was it, or 3? I can't remember.
That was a long time ago. I was still a newbie back then.
Yeah. There's a little more to this story, but let's take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk about a Link Research Tools report someone created with some fantastic insights. Brasco!
He's not listening.
Okay. I guess we're not going back to break. Okay. Anyway, let's just keep going then.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
From Feature Story News in Washington.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
BubbleFast burst onto the e-commerce scene as a family-owned shipping supply provider back in 1999. The product line has grown, but Mark and Robin still own and operate BubbleFast as a family business. Being sellers themselves has taught them what online sellers need to safely and affordably deliver their products to their customers. BubbleFast is proud to be an active member of the community of online sellers. Mark and Robin sponsor seller meetup groups, share shipping tips and tricks through social media, and always love talking to customers and helping solve shipping challenges. Check out the website at BubbleFast.com. Sign up for the Bubble Briefs newsletter to join the Bubble Fast family. Use promo code WMR to get a 5% discount. Or call Mark and Robin at 877-599-7447. Happy shipping from Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
And welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc., and my co-host, Scott Van Ack, Senior SEO at Stepforth. So for the break, we were discussing the Penguin update, and there's more to this. Someone had posted, Link Research Tools does a great job of this. Now, they're devoted to links, obviously, because that's their whole business, and they're training people to be link research tools experts, et cetera, which is smart, good business. And they genuinely seem to churn out people know what they're doing. And one of their graduates wrote an interesting article, which I'll post to our Google Plus community page. In any case, it's a findings and on how he manages to get people back into rankings again. And one of the things he suggested is that you have, let me see if I can find the actual list here. It's at the top. It's coming.
See, it takes time for you to pull things up like that, and then you complain to me about taking so long to get a break started. Take that, Ross.
There you go. I wasn't prepared. You're right. But hey, we still get to laugh at
it. But see, it's love because, see, everybody's getting shots at each other. That's just the way
yes,
the show rolls.
Yes, exactly. Oh, I would have it no other way.
I'm just going to stay quiet in the corner.
So in this case, he says what you need to recover. Obviously, a manual link audit, a new domain. This is the interesting thing. Webmaster Tools access, owner level for both the new and old domains. And a lot of data from Link Detox and Scrapebox. These are two different programs that are very helpful for finding out what links are looking bad and how to clean them up. Now, that's just a sort of preface what I wanted to say here. And this is a quote from him. And I'm sorry, I don't have his name in front of me, but I'll give you the link so you can find it. The outcome depends on the amount of good links you have left. If you have disavowed 90% of your backlinks, don't expect to recover. You'll probably rank even worse. For most of the websites I work with, the ratio of bad links is between 15% and 40%. This is the maximum ratio you can have when I think it is worth to consider a 301 redirect. And that's in the situation where you're going to create a new site, you're going to 301 redirect it. Now, you've got to be careful here. The new website cannot be a duplicate of the old site. This is something that also is mentioned in there in a video with John Mueller. John Mueller specifically said, if it looks like this 301 redirect is just a poor man's site transfer, well, they're just going to assume that you made a mistake and they're going to transfer all the negative energy to the new site just because, well, it's your site and you just didn't transfer it properly. If it's a whole new piece of content, it can still be the same subject, but new content, etc., looks like a whole new thing. You are doing your best to switch things over. They will, they'll treat it differently. Now, that's how differently, of course, is how well you create the content, etc. Those are things we can't really discuss. It's just, you know, big stuff here. Now, one of the examples he shows in a chart is how the site dropped in terms of weekly traffic to nil over the course of 2 months. 3 months, actually. And then once he started implementing the 301 redirect to the new site within from April through to actually May, within 30 days, it had already started to go back up to pre-Penguin levels. There were some dips and such, but it's then, as of August, gone all the way back up into above Penguin levels, pre-Penguin, at least from what you can see in the chart. So don't just consider waiting forever. If Google is going to take too long with Penguin and it's just a waste of time, do this transition. Then you can actually usurp Penguin's wait period and you can get out there again without, you know, kicking the bucket. You know, no one wants your website to go under if it's valid, it's got good content, and it's just made a mistake. Anyway, he says, this is only one of the websites I've been working on. After the redirect, they've gained 3,000 more visitors daily. The base number was around 5,000 per day within the first month. To really skyrocket later, the website got partially hit with Panda in May, with around 12,000 more visitors or daily 2 months after the redirect. It's pretty much what I just said, but I wanted to quote him here. Some big stuff, and I love seeing a little more hard data on this. I think a lot of people do. It's so frustrating not to know exactly what's going on because Google doesn't have any incentive to tell us. Anyway, what do you think of that, Scott?
Well, these case studies that Link Research Tools churns out are just – I haven't read this one yet because they just published, I think, yesterday. But they're so comprehensive and loaded with data and numbers, and they really back up everything they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely worth a read.
Yeah, it's almost scientific how they've done it. I would say not almost it is. They've used the best they can to really show evidence here, and I congratulate them on that. I think it's something the whole industry needs. Anyway, another piece of info here before we tie up the show is about low-quality guest blogging. It's another addition to Google's a page. There's a guidelines page within Webmaster Tools or Webmaster Guidelines called the Little or No Original Content Guideline. And in this case, they've made a change that low-quality guest blog posts are an example of scraped content. In other words, it's crap. And but I think it was Barry Schwartz that posted this, or was it? I can't remember now. Actually, I can tell. Let's click on the link here. It is. No, actually, I don't. I've only got it linking to the resource. In any case, the person, I'll assume it's Barry because I get a lot of my content from his site, was saying that he assumed that this, you know, scraped content could be a real issue in the future in terms of an actual algorithmic enhancement penalty, like a penalty. I have a hard time not saying penalty because it just makes sort of sense, but Google is very strict about this. Penalties are only manual. Algorithmic is different than a penalty. But screw it. Let's call it a penalty.
Yeah.
I know John would be all over me on that one, but it's
you're getting penalized by something that isn't a penalty, so yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, but on the same note, if you're posting a lot of extremely low quality posts, whether they be guest posts or not, you kinda maybe deserve it. I don't know. I guess it depends, but sometimes for sure it would, you know, there's a reason they want to scrape you out of there. Cut you out of there.
It's
not you, but you know.
No, not me, no.
I keep you in, but
yeah. Well, you know what? I think that's going to tie up the show. We've got a lot of stuff going on these days, and we have to get back to it. But I hope everyone's found this revealing. There's lots of – this is all cutting-edge news. This is stuff that just came out today or yesterday, so hopefully you found it really useful and that you guys keep on top of everything. I know that there's a lot to read, and I want to pitch at the sempost.com. I think Jen's doing a wonderful job of keeping everyone up to date. And she's even breaking some news that Search Engine News is linking to, or Search Engine Land, I should say. So, that's good work, and she deserves the attention. So, with that said, I hope everyone has a wonderful day. You can, again, go to our community page at Google Plus and ask us questions. A lot of stuff in there. We've got a lot of great correspondence, we'll call them, on there answering questions. Thank you, guys. And, tune in to our future episode at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, every Thursday on webmasterradio.fm. And have a great week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.